When it comes to hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of locks, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book. Yeah, I wrote the book. I wrote the book, Resurrection. Spoof Post-COVID Diary by Boris Johnson. Ex-UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Available on Amazon now. Only £8.99, I believe. Now, half of it was true and half of it was made up about what was going on with Boris Johnson and the government over the first few months of the pandemic. And when you're reading it, it becomes tricky to separate the fact from the fiction, as the fact was so ridiculous. Did that happen? Did that really happen? Yes, it did. Did they really have so many boozy parties at Downing Street when they were telling the country not to socialise and have parties? Yes, they did. But it's just come out in the news this week that Boris Johnson is not to blame for these parties. And what he says is he misled MPs when he said there were no parties. But he did not do it intentionally or recklessly. Which I think is absolutely fair enough. I think it's fair enough, as long as everyone is allowed to use that defence for everything we ever do in the future. I recently got a speeding fine. I want to get out of it. Can I simply say that I did not speed intentionally or recklessly? Because it wasn't reckless. It was 72 miles an hour on a motorway. Speed limit in the UK, 70. I may not have noticed that they temporarily brought it down to 60, but it was not intentional. In a way. I mean, it wasn't my intention to get fined, but seriously. If you're listening to this in Germany or something, you'd be wondering, what am I talking about? Speed limit? What's that? 70 miles an hour. I know, it's crazy. Most of London has a speed limit now of 20 miles an hour. To put that into context, most of you will be doing that kind of speed in a car park. 20 miles an hour. I once got flashed for doing over 20 when I was pulling out of a car parking space. Reducing the speeds everywhere. There are cameras everywhere and it's to control us. The government want to control us. They want to control everyone but themselves. But now we all, in the UK at least, have the ultimate defence. We did not do it intentionally or recklessly. And as such, you need to let me off. Not intentional, reckless equals let me off. I did not burgle the house, intentionally or recklessly. I did not call the policeman a cunt, intentionally or recklessly. It's now the ultimate get-out clause, if he gets away with it. But of course, he always gets away with it. All these people ultimately get away with it. And why? Because they have intention and they are reckless. And we just watch on, like the speed cameras, saying, oh, start, you're going too quick. You should be fine, you're breaking the rules. You should be fine, we are the speed cameras. And occasionally they get fined. And they get sanctioned. And who's won then? Well, it's them, isn't it? They're speeding. Intentionally and recklessly. While we sit and do nothing. And just judge. And that's why I implore you all, just to carry on speeding. Love.